This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Biden, in his first full day in office, has ordered the Agriculture Department to increase supplemental food assistance, SNAP, by 15%. That's what used to be called food stamps. Pandemic has driven so many people to food banks for the first time, cities, suburbs, rural areas. For many people in rural areas, just getting to the food bank can be a challenge. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
Rebecca Lane is lucky. Her kids, who are 6 and 10, love vegetables.
My son literally eats carrots by the bags. He just grabs one and eats.
But there have been times Lane couldn't get them.
That was, 99 cents for a bag of carrots, but I couldn't get to the store or I didn't have the funds to be able to stretch it.
Lane is 38, and for most of the pandemic, she and her kids were living in rural Maine, half an hour from the nearest grocery store.
When money's not tight, that's not a bad trip. But, when you have $5 to get you through for extra funds and that gets you gas for the month, you can't always go to the grocery store every week.
Just getting to a grocery store or food bank can be a major barrier to getting enough to eat for a lot of low-income people in rural areas.
They have to plan out their shopping trips based on their income, receipt of benefits, transportation issues, and work schedules. And so they're juggling all of those factors.
Lori Andrus is a public health professor at West Virginia University and says that's always been true.
But we know for a fact that COVID just made food harder to get, especially for rural populations.
And especially after schools shut down and kids were no longer getting free breakfast and lunch at school. Early on in the pandemic, food banks and pantries in rural areas realized they had to figure out how to bring food to people.
We need to make sure we're reaching all those far-flung areas.
Kristen Maley runs the Good Shepherd Food Bank in Maine, which partners with hundreds of local food pantries and nonprofits across the state. She says before COVID,
our partners have said, I don't think we could do home delivery. We can go through the list of challenges with doing home delivery. COVID forced people to move to home delivery.
Maley says the pandemic has also made the public much more aware of hunger as an issue.
And that's really translated to increase in donations across the board for our network.
She says the influx of money has allowed many organizations to buy and distribute more food in more places. Rebecca Lane says her local food bank in Maine
switched from a monthly to if you need food, come see us situation during the pandemic.
It's giving out more food and more of it's fresh. Maley at Good Shepherd Food Bank says that and home deliveries are two things that have come out of the pandemic that she hopes won't go away. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.